podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
This dude has a website.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out.
Yes. As you can see, we have a very special guest.
We do.
We have a fellow comedian.
Yes.
An actress.
Yes.
Her name is Precious, y'all.
Precious!
Where can they find you at?
Well, I can be found anywhere at Precious the Comedian, and I spell the with an A, because I'm ghetto.
You stupid.
And that's on all platforms?
TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Well, I deleted Twitter, but
what
that's beside the point. Threads, all of that.
It's good to hear you say TikTok, though, because most people, they neglect TikTok.
No, I try to be on TikTok, at Precious the Comedian.
Okay.
Nice.
That's nice. Me.
Hey.
Well, welcome.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast,
yeah. Brandon.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Long time coming.
Yes.
Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
I like to start off with was, how long have you been doing comedy?
So I've been doing it 6 years. It'll be 7 years in October. And I started at the Funny Stop, just like I think both of you.
Funny Stop, yes, yeah, that, R.I.P.
Yep.
Pete.
Yep, shout out Pete.
Period.
Yeah, yeah. And so starting off there, I mean, are you more clean or?
I would say I definitely am both. So I would say I get raunchy,
right?
But I don't be saying, "Yeah, I was sucking this nigga's dick." Like right. I don't do that. So
she just said it here. No, but that's good. You know, at least you're able to, you know, speak on other stuff. You know what I mean? Like a lot of female comics, they feel like they have to go to the sex shit.
Yeah, I try to stay away from that. But if I do insinuate, I might have. I think I got one joke that I insinuate.
Okay.
About me having sex, but
I mean, comedians talk about it, so.
But it's not in detail as to, like I just said. I mean, I guess it kind of is, but it's not cuss words in
right.
Ratchet.
Right. Yeah, I agree. So, do you like write your material, or how do you work on that?
So, no.
Okay.
Yes and no. So, what I do is I'll say it and talking, and if it's funny, then I'll say it on stage, and if it work out on stage, I'll keep tweaking it, saying it different ways. I'll record. So it's kind of writing, but I'm not sitting there with a paper and a pen and writing it down.
Okay.
It's just me saying it over and over in different ways again, recorded, myself saying it until
it comes out.
It comes out like how I want it to come out for a show.
I'll tell you what, I'm nervous on doing that. Because you have to go up there with kind of just the idea and flush it out. And I like to know what the like I'm talking about word for word almost.
Whenever I've taken the time, because somebody told me to do that when I first started comedy, whenever I've taken the time to write it out and then go on stage, I never say what I wrote down.
Okay.
So I found I'm gonna skip that part.
You don't think it gives you more of a guideline, though, with where you...
So, what I think it does is it...
Box you in?
Well, I think when I go up there, I black out, and whatever come out,
okay.
Come out.
Okay.
And if it's about the subject, it is.
Okay. All right. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Until I've said it. So I was telling somebody, sometimes like when I get on stage, I black out and all I be able to say is my set.
Okay.
Nothing else but my set. Even if I had went up there and thought before I was going up, I'm going to say something about them doing this before the show. Or I'm going to say something about, like, it being my head is funny. Or I might even go up to another comedian and say, hey, yeah, did y'all sit, you think this funny? And they'd be like, yeah.
Okay.
And I get up there and I go blank. And the only thing I can say is my written material.
Okay. Yeah, I've done that too. Yeah,
100%. And that right there is... kind of like nerve wracking, but for the most part, I still try to have the idea on my phone, Okay. Listen to it, and then say it.
Okay.
Now I think that you have an advantage because, you know, for those that don't know, her father is Uncle Pimpin.
Oh yeah!
Shout out Uncle Pimpin.
Shout out to Uncle Pimpin.
Yeah,
Uncle Pimpin.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you know,
I forget.
Oh yeah, I mean.
You can't because
you grew up with that.
And to look, you guys look like y'all belong to each other. You know? And how was that? Like, you know, having a father as a comedian, did you see his comedy and see him on stage and say, or saw the way the crowd responded to him and say, I want to do that? Or
no.
How did that work?
Wow, no.
Absolutely not. I'm going to tell you. So this is what happened.
Okay, I'm listening.
I did door-to-door sales.
Okay.
I would come knock on the door. People come to the door. I tell them to go get their gas or electric bill. They either go get it or not, whatever. Mm-hmm. So one day, I knocked on this, and I was doing this for a couple years. And so one day, I knocked on this man's door, and he was... So all the time since I've ever been doing door-to-door, mm-hmm. people be like, I noticed... When I'm talking, whoever I'm talking to, other people from their house will come and they all be laughing, okay. listening to me do my
speech, whatever.
Yeah. So, anyway, this happened with a man, and he like, yeah, I own 11 properties, and I'll let you do all of them. You're just so funny. You're so funny. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm a comedian, right? Ryan, just trying to get him to sign
up
his 11 properties. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna bring my girlfriend and her friends and we're gonna all come see one of your shows. And
wow,
where do you do comedy at? So I couldn't think of nothing to say except for I know my dad do comedy at the Funny Stop on Wednesdays.
Okay.
So I just said, at the Funny Stop on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I called and signed up for that next Wednesday, because I thought he was coming and okay. I wanted to get the sale.
Yeah, right.
Whoa.
That man did not show up, but what I still went up.
Okay.
I went up and I was terrible. Horrible. But Pete told me I was great.
Okay.
You're so good. You're a natural star.
Did he know that you was Uncle Pimpin's daughter?
No, listen.
He didn't know. Okay.
He didn't know. I didn't tell nobody. I didn't tell my dad I was doing it.
Okay. Wow.
I didn't tell nobody. I didn't want them to know.
Okay.
It was me. That's why I go by Precious and not Candace.
Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha. So when I first signed up, I just went up as Precious, and that's just been how it's been ever since.
Okay.
But Pete said he was gonna make me a star. You're so great. I'm gonna make you a star. My dad found out because Pete wanted me to host.
Really?
The next show, which was the Halloween show.
Okay.
Whoa. At the Funny Stop, and he said, "This your first time for real?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you know, right." So I told my dad. Now he all, why you didn't tell me?
Okay, yeah, right.
How come you didn't say anything? I like, because I didn't want nobody to know. I didn't want them to try to treat me no kind of way because okay.
yep.
I thought they was going to treat me better because he was my dad.
Yeah.
Shit. Once they found out that was my dad, that's your daddy.
No.
But I still love Pete though.
Yeah, Pete.
But yeah,
that's great that Pete said that, because you know we noticed that Pete don't message you unless he talks to you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you know what he likes
me? Yeah, unless he likes you. If he likes you, he'll talk
or talk shit.
Yeah, I got that a lot.
Yeah.
He likes to talk shit.
Yeah, once he found out who my dad was, right. He went from, oh my God, you're so great, to you're no funny.
You're no funny.
Heard that.
Get off stage.
You say the N-word too much.
What the son?
I'm like, oh, did I say it? I probably did. He wasn't wrong about that, though.
Okay, all right.
But...
Well, that's because if you go up there with no plan and you freestyle,
you say it a lot.
You say stuff that you don't mean to say. That's the problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's very interesting. So you know, you started and you did the Precious thing and didn't go by Candace. You didn't want to like people to treat you a different way, you know, because of your pops.
Also, I went by Precious instead of Candace because at that time I was still married.
Okay.
When I started comedy, and I didn't want to be known in the comedy world as Candace Williams
because okay.
that's not my name.
Right, right, right.
I was going through it. I knew I was about to be divorced, but my name on my ID said Williams.
Yeah.
Until a divorce was final, and then I don't know if I knew y'all during that time, but if you had noticed. During COVID, I went from Williams to Moore on Facebook.
Oh, no, I didn't notice.
And that's when I got the divorce. I got the divorce during COVID.
Okay.
I think that's where we met during COVID. Because yeah. I saw you for the first time at the theater.
Okay. Yeah. So, yep. It was in 2020, though. Like, in the mid, like, we wouldn't have. We met after what I'm talking about. I'm talking about mid.
Yeah, it had to have been after.
I got married. Front I got stage. Divorced April 20th, April 25th.
Oh, that's my birthday.
You got divorced 2020 or married?
Yeah, okay. Divorced. I got married in 2012 and divorced in 2020.
My first divorce was stamped on my birthday.
That's what mine was on April 20th, 2020.
20th or 25th?
25th.
Okay, yeah, 25th. Yep, that's my birthday.
I don't know why I keep saying 20th because it was 2020.
I mean, 420 is not a bad day, too. It's my sister's birthday. So, either way,
that's my dad's birthday.
That's Uncle Pimpin's
birthday, 420.
And I say this all the time, you know, that's Hitler's birthday.
Hitler's birthday, yes.
That's fucking crazy.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yep. So when, after capping, when did you feel like you got bit by the comedy bug?
So actually, when Pete said, "Oh my God,"
okay. I'm gonna do this
because I knew Pete as the asshole.
Yeah,
because right. that's how he was treating my dad.
Okay.
And all the other comedians before I started comedy.
Okay.
So when he came to me and made me feel like I did a good job.
Right.
Now. At that time, I felt like, oh, I did do a good job. But looking back at it, I know. Absolutely, I did.
Right.
Did you bring a lot of people?
Yes.
Did that? That's the secret, y'all.
Look, I
brought everybody from work that did door-to-door sales with me because I told them, I got a nigga that's about to get 11 sales right now.
Show up.
I need y'all all to come so they'll let me go up. They said, okay. And everybody that, and I was a manager at the door-to-door sales place and okay. I had what they call is a team.
Yeah.
And so I had people under me. Who was riding with me, so they had no choice but to go where I was going any fucking way.
Y'all three coming.
They weren't gonna be fired.
No, I'm just kidding.
Y'all three, it was four of them. Y'all four coming, and we gonna, anybody else that want to.
Okay.
Let's go, because I'm taking y'all home anyway. Mm-hmm. And they like, oh, okay.
Nice.
So I went up there, I was not funny. They never came to a show again. That's why I know I wasn't funny.
Well, that's usually how it is anyway. People will show up for like the first time, but after that, it's like a wrap.
Girl, you had us come up here for this shit.
It's a long journey to do this thing. You know what I mean? So it's like to expect people to go.
So now if they see me, I feel bad because I feel like now if they see me, they'd be like, oh my God, you've gotten so much better.
Well, I mean, you're supposed
that's how
to.
It goes.
You're supposed to, though.
But they probably ain't coming because they remember that time.
The first time.
Like, she is terrible. What made her think she was about to go up there and do this?
No, look, like I tell everybody, like, you know, if you on the show, it's like people that we actually mess with.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We mess with you. We mess with your comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you're funny.
Yeah.
I feel better about my comedy because... because of the rooms I've gotten into.
Okay.
And I'm not the type of person, and I'm gonna try to change this after my daughter and son graduate. But I'm not the person that asks. Or try to get on to shows.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I'm the type of person where I let them invite me. Yeah. So if you see me on something, it's because I've been invited.
Yep.
And that's only because I don't want to try to move too fast. Excuse me. With trying to do, I just want to go my speed and try to get where I, you know, learn
on your talent and
learn,
stuff. Yeah,
yeah, and
yeah,
learn what I need to learn, not even that, just on my talent, but just learn what I need to learn.
Okay.
About understanding comedy. Yeah. and doing more than just being on the stage talking, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, because a lot of it's networking, and I'm not good at it. He's great at it. I'm terrible at it.
I'm like you.
Yeah, I'll sit back in the cut. That's what I wanted to say. You're quiet shit. Every time, usually when we're out, like you're like,
that's, I'm like you. So I don't have a partner that go out and network. I just have sometimes some people just know how to bring it out of me.
Right.
And so if they try, depending on the vibe that I'm getting right. from them,
yeah.
then I'll, if you try and then I'll vibe with you.
Okay.
And that's just how I am. I go off of the feeling I'm getting with the vibe I'm getting. So if you giving a weird vibe,
right.
then you go probably think I'm weird.
Right. No, 100%. Yeah, I
but
got you.
If you can get me to talk to you and stuff like that, then you probably giving off a cool vibe. Yeah. Shit, I don't know.
I hear what you said and I get it, but we are in the people business.
Okay. I'm a salesperson. I've been doing sales 20 years. I understand. Okay.
Yeah, we in the people
but
business.
But I'm still awkward. Even with making sales, even making sales, I get my sales off being shy.
Okay.
But I be having more than everybody.
Right? Okay.
Like, how she got so many? Because I'm over here shy.
I'm just like that.
I mean, you know, shout out to
and
all.
Y'all running up on them like, hey, can you buy it? And I'm over here in the cut like, oh.
I mean, shout out to everybody that's like that. You know, it's like, you know, you got your meek, quiet people like, you know, mm-hmm. God bless. And I love John Huff.
Yeah.
But he's a quiet dude.
Super quiet. Yeah. You know John. Yeah, yeah. He's
Daniel Myers.
Soft-spoken. Daniel Myers stays in the cut.
So people like that, I vibe with automatically. Like, well, if they vibe with me, if they like me back.
Right.
Because I don't know if Daniel Myers like me back. But when I see people like him, the first thing I do is say hey and try to be friendly with.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I think he gonna shoot us all when he mad. But because I just like them type of personalities, because I feel where they coming from. Like we,
yeah,
you got that in common.
Yeah, like
I'm
the same
but
way.
But we gotta talk because of our profession.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, but that's to me, that's so strange to me, because one of people's most biggest fears is public speaking. And if you are shy and not a people person, but
I can talk on the stage. On the stage, I don't be shy.
Yeah, it's.
I can get up there and sing even though I can't sing.
I'm gonna expect a song next time.
Yeah, what you got cooking? Yeah.
No, I just don't. I don't have no comedy songs, so there ain't no need for me to get up there and plagiarize or whatever it's called. Right. Still sing somebody else's shit, because that's all it is. But I'm just saying, I do karaoke I'm not scared to be in front of a group of people. I'm scared or awkward with one-on-one conversation.
Okay.
Like being able to be in a room full of people and talk to one person and focus on that one person when I'm nosy and I'm paying attention to everything else, and they want me to care about what they talk about, and at the end of the day, I don't. I'm the fuck, and I really ain't trying to tell you nothing about me, but
personal,
I do want to get to know you.
Yeah.
It's so strange, because I do want to know about you. It's just that what you telling me is not what I'm trying to hear about you, so you being fake, because people fake. Yeah. I want to really talk to you, but I can't say that, because then I'm going to be the weird one.
Right. No, tell me what you really think about
yourself. Like, do you use Cottonelle or Charmin? Like, I want to know.
You know, so
baby wipes.
The stuff that people volunteer for themselves ain't, you know.
Ain't what you want to know.
Ain't what I care about when I'm talking to you. Right. And then I will ask questions, but they still steer to what they want to talk about.
Right.
You know how people are. Yeah, so yeah, that's just me too, so I can't judge them.
Unfortunately, as a female, most people talking to you trying to holler at you. So,
she's a tall drink of water. You know,
just tell me how I can make about $10,000 a month without going into the office. That's what you. That's what we need to be talking about.
That's
what we
need to talk.
That's not sexual.
Feet. You ain't gotta be sexual.
OnlyFans feet, SMR, what is it called? SMR?
ASMR.
What is that?
Like what you just did with that drink? That'll probably get a lot of views when you was like.
What is that word when you don't like to hear other people doing that? Like, yeah. Like. I can do that. This is so weird and it's very hypocritical of me. But I can do that. Like, I can make the sounds, but if I hear somebody else making sounds when they eating, I'll get up and leave the room.
Right. Close your mouth.
That's the fastest thing way for me to scroll is seeing somebody eating on, like people, somebody that be on, it's this man that be on there, and I be trying to hear what he trying to say, but he be eating a pickle.
Oh,
I gotta scroll right away.
Yeah. No, did it.
Never trying to hear that shit.
Like, I'm not trying to hear the, I can't hear food, I can't hear people chewing. Like, if I'm seeing a guy, and if he crunch, then I'm not seeing him no more. If we go on a date and I hear you crunching over there,
so
I'll never talk to you again.
Wait a minute.
Word of the wise, don't get no pickles when you're on a date.
Even if it's not
you
a pickle.
You better suck on those potato chips.
You
don't want to
order mashed
shit.
Potatoes probably because so if you crunching,
do that
if
come?
They give us some chips on the table and you fall for the bait.
This
going to be our last date.
So do that come from like, because I know a lot of households that don't allow that, like, you better not be clicking that fork on the plate and you better not be crunching or chewing with your mouth open.
I can take the clicking of the plate. I'll hear you clink, clink, clink. I'm not that, it's just the sound of this, when that shit get in your mouth and whatever you doing with it while it's in there, I can't take it.
So,
please.
All right.
Word of the wise, people.
Or mukbang.
I can't watch it. I don't watch that.
What?
Let me know that's what you do. Is this what your niche is? Oh, I'm blocking you.
Hold on. What?
I'm blocking. I do not want to see nobody eat nothing.
What is this?
Mukbang.
What is that?
That's where they sit there and they just eat.
Oh, hell no.
That's all they doing is eating.
No. Well, you told me to give you some ideas that you can make that money without sexual.
I could do it though.
Yeah,
but
you
I
can be able to.
But I can't hear nobody else doing that shit.
Yeah,
woo,
it's a chick
Jesus.
That's a millionaire and she be like killing like
but
waffles.
She fat too, right?
No, Pink somebody? Pink?
Okay, Pinky. I know who you're
what's
talking
her name?
About.
Not Pinky.
Oh, no, Pinky. She still doing porn?
No, not that Pinky. No. It's another lady. That's
the only
from,
Pinky I know.
No, ain't she from Detroit and she moved to Canada or something?
She live in France.
Oh.
Go ahead.
And it's a black lady.
Yeah. She's doing good, then.
And she wear... And at first, she was doing the...
Yeah. The, what
what
call
is that stuff called? I don't know.
The anime thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Walking like she's an anime character or
something.
Yeah,
shit. Talking like she with them. And then,
thanks for the gift. Thanks for the gift. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. What
she the one who made that big. And then... Yeah. I did see she was eating, but once she started eating, I stopped watching her. She not even
you
she
like unfollow.
She don't even come up on my page. I forgot she existed till you just said.
Look, I know some people that be
I
like,
I can't take a chewing ass person.
Yep.
Hey Jay, I know somebody that will follow these women, and once they get a breast reduction, they unfollow them.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but anyway, Candace. I mean, I'm sorry, Precious. You know, like, you did some acting.
Yeah.
Back in the day
when I was in high school, I was in all the plays.
You see, was in all the plays. So she,
I
you're
was
an
in
actor.
The Crucible. I was in Bye Bye Birdie. The biggest act I was in was, I thought I was going to be a star after I did Bye Bye Birdie. I played whoever the lead of the play was, I played his mama. And it was when Madea first came out, like
oh,
when she
okay.
first when they went first brought it from the plays to the movie theaters.
Right.
So I put this big old pillow in my booty.
You and somebody's mama.
And I was playing his mama. They was in. I had them people rolling.
I
had
that you did.
I'm so mad because I never bought the tape. But back then I was poor. We was living paycheck. We was living paycheck to paycheck.
I mean, I'm then. Still living.
So you're not opposed to doing any acting?
Absolutely not. Wait, I would love to act.
So do you have any of the clips from back then?
I just said no. I didn't have the
Nobody
money to buy
has
the
them anywhere.
I'm sure that the teacher probably got it.
I was gonna say. I mean, that's
the lady who was in charge of the plays. Yes.
Hit her up. Said, baby, I'm trying to get my career rocking.
Yeah, you need those clips. Make those YouTube. Famous.
I got TikTok clips. Or something.
I don't even look the same now.
It's you, though.
It's you. That's old footage.
No, so y'all heard it, like you know all these, you know all your film.
Crucible. Did I say the Crucible?
Yeah.
The Crucible. What was it called? The one where they had the dancing. What was that shit called?
My Side Story?
Muggsy. Is it called Muggsy Malone or some Bugsy Malone? That's what it was.
Bugsy Malone. Okay. That's a gangster, right?
Yeah, it was that thing. Where, remember that movie where they was all kids and they was gangsters?
Oh.
Y'all remember? Oh, y'all older than me. Y'all don't be acting like that. That movie came out when I was before I was born.
I mean, yeah. But
West Side Story?
I said
no.
That.
It's called Bugsy Malone.
But it was when they were a kid.
They was all little kids, right? Mm-hmm. Almost like the Little Rascals. But everybody in the movie was kids, but they was playing grown ups, and they was playing grown ups from like the 1920 gangsters.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Oh my
I'll look
God.
It up.
Y'all don't know Bugsy Malone. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Maybe
I mean, I know the name, but I just the movie itself, I probably didn't watch it because I was probably like, what are these kids doing?
I'm sure you was the same age as them.
It was possible. I'm grown.
Like,
I'm old.
What are they doing? These kids. They're trying acting to, like they're adults. And I they're mean, not.
I mean, that's still... Like she's looking it up on Google.
Oh, here, go right here. Look.
What's it called?
Oh,
and they was when they were shooting, they had like whipped cream pies, like when they died.
Like, I never heard of
vaguely,
that.
Vaguely, yeah.
I'll look it up. What you hear that? So
the
every
year?
The year that the movie came out?
Yeah.
It was before I was born. Oh, 76.
I mean, I was born. I was born in 78.
Justin was still swimming.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was born in 1987.
But you see,
I remember writing that on the paper.
Did you see it or did you just? Oh, okay.
I saw the movie. Well, I saw the movie because we were in the play.
Okay, yeah. See, I had no
we were doing
to
the play.
Out.
She said she was born in 1987. I remember writing that on my school papers.
I was watching G.I. Joe.
What, 1987?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, I remember that too.
Okay, so I'll say y'all probably possibly could, but I'm sure that they, it was only six channels. I'm sure they played that shit on
yeah,
repeat
bro.
By the time
you ain't lying. It wasn't like back then. No, remember that shit? You had to slide.
No.
You don't remember the slider one?
No.
And then you had to flip it to A and B?
You turn it to U, then you turn it to 43, 19, and 61.
Exactly. Y'all need to know. Y'all can watch it now.
Yeah. So, how old are you now? So, you got into comedy at...
I was 32.
So, she's a lightweight... She's still early in the game, but a veteran to us because we're... Only
yeah,
4 years old.
Yeah, you started, obviously. You've been doing it longer than we have. Yeah, I've only been doing it 4 years now. So it's so navigating through this whole thing, how has it been for you in the past?
Very insightful and enlightful and divine. I don't know. A lot of emotions, good, bad,
right.
Happy, sad, mad,
right.
This some bullshit, this is awesome,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of that, so.
Yeah, I got you.
It just depends, opportunities.
Yeah.
Learning so much from different comedians
right.
in different stages, whether they local or, you know, big stage comedians that want to give advice. I would say, like I said, it's just an overall mixture of all the emotions you're supposed to have with something. So I think that's why it's so funny. Because when I was a kid, I used to watch Comic View. Comic View,
yeah,
BET,
yeah,
coming
yep.
at you six nights a week. Get your laugh on.
That's right. Yeah.
When you want to get your laugh on. But yeah, I used to watch Comic View every single day that it came on. And I used to remember. I remember comedians on there saying, "This is the longest job I ever kept in my life." And it's the same thing for me. This is the longest job
right.
I've ever had in my life doing the same thing consistently was comedy. And I still feel like I don't know
right.
Everything that I need to know
yeah.
Is what my point is mm-hmm. for bringing that
Correct
up.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Like, when I was doing my show, I think when you were one of the comics, did we have a power outage?
Was it that day?
I don't remember
the power outage.
I remember
when it went, yeah, because we were almost, you were like, well, we still don't do it. Yeah. You know what I mean? We was about to rock it out. Yeah. That was.
Okay, Precious was there for the all-female show.
I don't remember. He said I was there, I was there.
And she was there.
But I would definitely remember a power outage.
Well, she wasn't there for a different day.
She wasn't there for the power outage, but she was there for the all-female show.
That's what he said.
So what I was doing back when I was trying to, when I had the room, I would ask comics to come rock, and I was trying to change the way people did shows. I was trying to set a new guideline with starting on time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's big.
Starting on time.
Yeah.
And I asked, you know, like, if you came and you brought people, that was cool, but I wasn't expecting you to bring people. So I wanted to also, like, the audience was there waiting on you, and all I asked you to do is, Precious, come do the Precious. Do you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was my thing. You know, so how do you feel about, like, you know, performing in places that, you know, like bringer shows or...
So when I was new, mm-hmm. I'll say this. When I was new, it didn't matter where you could say go perform at the Dollar Tree. And okay. I'd be over there like, yeah, and my side tooth gone. But at this stage in the game, it shows. And also, I know that when you want to go like to like New York or mm-hmm. some places mm-hmm. like that, they want you to do bringer shows.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm perfectly fine with not doing those shows. I don't want to do shows where I have to bring people until I'm ready. I feel like that I'm ready to be like the headliner and okay. they coming to see me.
Okay.
But if I got to bring your audience, yeah. that I'm not the comedian for you, and that's fine with me. Like I said, I don't have to do those shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't like those shows. I don't like shows that start late. So right. if you started on time, I probably really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you started on time.
Yeah.
I can even appreciate if you start maybe 15 or 20 minutes
right,
late.
Right, 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 right.
But when we start getting to like 45, I've been here 45 minutes.
Ain't even close to starting.
Yeah, you that's talking crazy. About we still ain't started yet.
Yeah.
That's 40. I could do 30 minutes, but once we get past 31, when we get to 32 minutes,
right.
I'm like, I would be like, damn, is we waiting on somebody's mama to get here?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Exactly.
What are we
waiting? But no, if we had 29 minutes, I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
I tried to start on time.
But yeah, I like on time shows, and I like shows where the people who promoted the show has promoted the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, promoted. Yeah, promote more than on online.
Because on social media.
That's I'm nine times out of ten. It's not gonna be in my home city where I'm doing the show at. The show gonna be in Cleveland somewhere.
Right. Right.
And I'm not having people drive multiple days, you know, week after week after week to see me do the same jokes I'm going to do.
Right.
You know, and even if I was doing different jokes, they wouldn't even know it because they not coming every week to an hour away or 40 minutes. Like, I'll drive 40 minutes because it's worth it to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But for other people, you know, they got others, you know, they can't do every show.
Every show.
They'll come once in a while.
Right.
When they can and when they don't have stuff going on. But it probably depends on how much I'm supporting whatever the hell it is they doing in their life.
Yeah, right.
And that's a lot of people to be trying to, you know, only some of them I can.
Yeah.
So I mentioned before, like, you know, the Pizza Advantage, I think, was like, ultimately, Pete was a pipeline to the Dry Bar
Special. Mm-hmm. Yep.
How do you feel about, like, doing a, like a completely clean set. I mean, okay, so we, all right, so the truth of the matter is there's different rooms out here.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you got your black rooms, you got the white rooms, you got your clean rooms, you got your dirty rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a preference?
Do I have a preference?
Like, where do you feel comfortable?
I am comfortable with middle class people. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Basically anywhere. You're cool anywhere.
It don't really matter. You know, I think that old, I'm trying to think, old people I can make giggle. So I did door-to-door sales.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been doing sales. I started doing door-to-door sales in 2005.
Okay.
Off and on with different companies for different reasons, but the product might have changed, but guess what ain't changed? The people.
Right.
So.
Right.
100%. That's a good point. That's a good point.
And so, if I'm telling you my joke, if I'm looking around the room and I'm saying my jokes, and my jokes is not, you know, the humor of the people, and I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
I just know how to say something that relates to them.
Okay.
And to get them laughing. If it ain't nothing but about somebody sitting here right away, well, don't she look like Betty White? Or somebody. Aren't you Halle Berry dipped in vanilla? Something is going to get them like it. You know what I mean? No matter who it is, if it's old black people, I know exactly we're going to talk about church, because that's what everybody that they talk about. If it's old white people, we're going to talk about somebody baking cookies or Betty White or something. It's just, young people, I would say, is the hardest for me. So really? I'm not gonna say it's a preference that I don't, but I find relating with people like 18 to like 23
is tough.
Is would be the more.
If you don't know nothing about Dragon Ball Z,
I don't know. I don't relate to them.
Yeah.
I'm not relating to what they. I don't know nothing. I'm the old lady now. I'm auntie.
Shit, you ain't.
If you don't know who Vegeta is.
They call me. Somebody called me granny on there before. So
not granny.
They you said auntie, I'm
you
old.
Not granny.
They said the girl said grandma.
What the?
I said, oh, you want me to quit arguing with you then? Okay, I'm gonna leave you alone.
Conversation over. Damn.
So you're pretty good with crowd work then and everything.
Yes. Okay. Crowd work. I might say something to tickle them, you know, because if I'm keeping up with whatever's in the media, I know how to talk about that for a little bit, but I'm not an expert on stuff on media either. So
right.
I'll hear something and remember it and probably repeat something or think of something funny with it. But like when it comes to all this stuff, I don't like going there and researching and say, oh yeah, Donald Trump really signed this pardon and it says this on there. Like I don't do that shit.
Do you touch politics? I don't really mess with politics.
Scared to death of it.
Yeah, I don't go nowhere near that shit.
Scared to death of it.
I feel if you try and do topical stuff, there's so many people doing topical stuff, so it's hard to be original when you're doing topical stuff. You know what I mean? Everyone says like when Trump got, you know, shot at or whatever the case, you know how many people talked about, you know what I mean? It's like everything, people can hit any direction on that, and so it's like, why even touch it? I mean, I have a joke about P. Diddy. Everybody has something, but you gotta try and find an angle, you know what I mean? And it's so hard to keep it relevant with the time. You know what
I try to talk about myself.
Yeah.
So that, or my children, or something that happened, or I seen, so that no one can say the idea.
Especially when you 100%.
Because you never, it's so crazy how, like, you don't realize how many comedians doing comedy until you start doing it.
Right.
And you say something that somebody else didn't heard on Facebook, and they just because they heard it or they saw it, they know you saw it or heard it too. And it's like, did you see me laugh at it? No, I don't know nothing about this.
I just
said it because it really happened.
Yep, right. Yep. Oh yeah, yeah.
It 100%. Happened to me.
Well, yeah.
So, you know, I don't steal jokes. I feel like I don't have to steal. I feel like I'm funny enough that I don't have to.
Right.
Like I can.
Right.
You know.
100%. Yeah, I like.
And plus,
that.
You got your. You know, you live in life and you got your own experiences to. You know. But the parallel thinking is real.
It's real.
Thoughts are energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the bubbles that they have when you draw in it. It's really like that. And God put them thoughts there and will give them to all of us. And the first person to say it is the winner. I hate to say it, but that's what yeah, it is. Because that's what comedy is. When you hear somebody say something, you be like, oh my God.
Right.
Why didn't I say that? Because you had that idea and you didn't take the time to write it down. Like obviously that comedian did, 100%. or maybe that idea have come to them a couple times, but his thoughts are energy, and everybody has an opportunity to get it. That's it, and that comes with inventing things. That's why you see people have similar inventions, and it just be a little bit different. They'd be like, "You stole my idea," and they're like, "No, I came up with this idea." And it's like, "No, it's just a little bit different," or maybe they did.
Or you can say, "Okay, but did you lay on the floor when you told that joke?"
You stupid as shit. Look, I have a punchline. I think I'm gonna post it. I know it wasn't a big crowd, but I think I gotta post it because nobody said it yet. You know what I mean? And I don't want it to be out there before anybody said it yet.
And that's all, it'll be somebody else have been and saying something similar. It's not even the same thing. It's just a similar idea. Now it's like, damn.
Yeah.
That happens often to me.
Well, we already know one joke.
When I be like, damn, I can't say mine's no more, and I don't say
it. But you can, because it's not like you're in the same room with all the comedians.
And then people gonna be coming up when they do see one of us, the other one, and then they accusing one of us of the other one. And I'm not saying that one of us, I know I've been saying it
since
I started comedy, before the COVID. But I didn't know that person then.
Yeah.
So I don't know what, you know. Maybe they heard me say it and say, oh, well, I wonder if she's heard mine's. And now they make sure that they say theirs. But hey, at the end of the day, I feel like I come up with more jokes.
Yeah. But don't ever, like, take it out of your set, because he always says a saying I love. Say it.
What's old to you is new to the world.
Yes. Okay. And not everybody knows. Just because we're in this area, you go somewhere else, they don't know who anybody else is. You know what I mean? So your jokes are your jokes. You gotta, and if you feel good about saying your jokes, say it. I mean, I know you're not changing your set. You still keep that in there, right?
Well, like I said, only when I'm doing a longer set and but it's not like my go-to jokes anymore.
Exactly. So speaking on that, how much time do you think you have, like, total?
Solid, I would say 30 minutes.
Okay, that's good.
That I would feel like I'm confident.
Okay.
And letting somebody hear me say.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. I mean, I'm probably close to that, maybe. You know what I mean? And it's hard because, so, this is my question, because I haven't done, we went and did a spot after like a month off of stage, you know what I mean? And we got a chance to do 10 minutes, and I was all over the place. Because I haven't done it, the material, you know, working on it. So how do you go about keeping it fresh in your head?
It's recorded on my phone.
Okay.
And so I just look at the videos.
Okay, all right.
I just keep looking at them.
Okay.
Because sometimes my memory is not good, too. Mm-hmm. So I'll say something if I go up and do my set without watching the video, I'll forget to say the funniest part of the joke.
Yeah. You're like, God damn.
So at this point now, I just on my ride to wherever I'm going. Okay. It's always 30 or 40 minutes away.
Okay, so you just keep it going in your head.
So at least 30 or 40 minutes away, because I live in Akron, so coming to Cleveland, and most of my stuff is in Cleveland or Canton.
Okay.
I don't do a lot of Akron stuff at all. Like, the funny stop once every blue moon.
Okay.
But I don't, so usually when I'm rolling up on the show, on my radio is my set.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to remember. I'm going to be like, oh, okay, I did say that. And then if I have something I want to work in there, I'll have that either written down or, you know, like for a note or somewhere else in the phone from where I said it somewhere else.
Right, okay.
So you record your sets, audio or video or both?
Both. Memo.
Okay.
and voice and video on the camera.
I think that's an important thing to do, because you can, like, and that's why I also want to stress the importance of, you know, I always say, you know, shout out to D-Hawk. He's
shout been D-Hawk.
Mentoring me. You need 5 ingredients to have a good comedy show. You got to have a performer, a place to perform, sound, light, and an audience. And, you know, I don't, all of us aren't like animated and running around the stage, but sometimes a face you can make, and if like one of your jokes, you got to see your face, or mm-hmm. you got to see something.
Yeah.
And that's important to have lights versus doing a lot of bar shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With no hardly.
Like, how do you feel about bar shows?
So I really don't do them anymore.
Okay.
And it's not nothing against them, but I don't like going up and competing for the attention.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah.
So when I know it's going to be at a bar, I don't take those shows no more.
But thanks for doing mine.
But yours was a different room.
It kind of. And it was at a different point in my
career.
Comedy. So every year I set a different set of rules
okay.
to build on
yeah.
to how I'm doing comedy. And last year, if I did your room, it was the year before last.
It was.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah.
So, but last year, I had said I was focusing more on doing comedy clubs.
Yeah.
That's and cool. I forgot to say getting paid to do comedy.
Yeah, 100%, girl.
But
speak your truth.
I did the comedy clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
But I said I was only going to do venues. So, like, venues. If somebody had
rented something out
and we having a comedy show here at this place, but not at the bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not at where they got a TV where they can be talking to right. each other, you know, not yeah. at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Where they ordering food and stuff like that. Like literally a venue, a theater, a comedy club. Or a venue, a storefront, even a store. I was at the candy store doing some jokes.
Okay.
But
it was set up for a comedy show.
Yeah, those people knew show. That you were going to do comedy. Yeah.
Exactly. They came there. I can't get the word out.
Especially.
Explicitly.
Explicitly.
That's
explicitly,
it.
Explicitly, yep.
He know it.
Yeah, right. We got
him. That word there for comedy.
Yeah. And that makes a difference. And that's how I felt my audience was.
Yeah.
Even though it was at a bar.
Yeah.
They knew they were there for comedy.
Well, yeah, because you had an understanding with the owner. Yeah, exactly.
No TVs.
Yes.
If the TV playing, yeah. I ain't staying.
That's great. Hey, can you say that again, Precious?
Yeah, say that.
Can you say that again?
That's perfect.
Listen to what she's saying.
If the TV playing, I ain't staying.
That is perfect.
Look, I need that to.
I'll put that out there. Yeah, I'll bump that, man. That's perfect.
I mean,
that's
because perfect. You know what? It sounds good because. When I said it, it obviously didn't hold no weight.
Yeah.
But you
yeah.
see someone else saying it, I didn't coach her to say it.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense.
So everybody is somewhere different in their comedy career. And I'm not so, well, I would call them, no, my halls ain't no damn, they got the room in there, the bar downstairs. So I was going to say, I might do that. But that's not a bar show. So, no, they come there explicitly for comedy. Yeah. I'm not staying for when they got the TVs in the bar and the game is on.
Yeah.
Or they playing BET, playing the Players Club and all of that.
That's right? A good movie.
I always follow you home, Diamond. I almost make sure you get home safe, Diamond.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to compete. If it's people there talking and kicking it,
right.
I don't want to have to compete for their attention.
Yeah.
For me up there.
And you're saying right. the hall?
I was going to say Mahal's, but okay. that's not. And please forgive me for bringing y'all up, because that ain't have shit to do with nothing.
Mm-hmm. No.
I never even heard of it.
I thought about a bar, and okay. I was like, do I do bar shows? Because I want to make sure that I'm not saying a lie.
Okay.
But from last year, I didn't. I didn't do no bar shows. Okay. I did strictly comedy clubs and venues, and the Mahasa apartment.
Okay.
So,
Was that
Secret Society? What they be talking about?
Look, she upgraded. She in those little Secret Society. You on the Don't Tell too?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah.
They don't even talk to us.
Who?
Yeah. I'm gonna be on Don't Tell on April 4th.
Hey, shout out. What else you got going on?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm gonna be somewhere with Key Silly and
shout out to Key Silly.
Miller and Spike Lee on Saturday the 21st. It's coming. And then where else?
Shout out to Spike Lee.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be doing 330 Day at the Pure Lounge in Cleveland somewhere. It's called Pure.
That's down
Pure Seafood and Soul.
Yeah, that's down by the Comedy Club, right?
330.
Yeah.
So that's Akron?
Day. No, that's in Cleveland.
Yeah, I know, but what's 330?
330 Day. That's Akron.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be hosting that.
You hosting?
And, yeah.
How you feel about hosting?
Really, you know, it depends. Stuff like that, that's going to be cool.
You host,
yeah.
You never came to none of my shows at the Funny Stop?
Yes, I did. I'm lying.
Oh, okay.
I was there. I was there at the female with you, LOL Brielle, and Ulysse Dixon. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I was there. Mm-hmm. And
how did you get that going? Because that's
my dad.
Remember
she called him?
Yeah.
My dad. He was having shows there. And
he had a show there, and he wasn't even there.
He had scheduled to have a show and end up going to jail. So I took over.
Okay.
And then after that one, they asked me to do the rest. They just kept asking me.
Oh, okay.
And they asked me to do one again, but I just haven't been back to schedule today.
Oh, okay, all right.
Because I hate running shows. I hate booking comedians. I hate planning the time.
It's tough.
I hate making the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I hate your lips because they black. No, I'm just kidding. I hate everything about running the show. I love doing comedy. I love being the person
just showing up.
That show up and be like, knock, knock.
Yeah. I agree. It's tough. Because even when
running
he was
the
doing
show
it,
is so stressful.
Yeah, comedians are wild.
It is the most stressful thing and I can only imagine doing it at a place that wasn't as helpful and wonderful as the Funny Stop. The Funny Stop is a great place.
Right.
Like, if you was into this, the setup I got, the hookup I got with them, you would love it. You'd be like, oh, hell yeah, this is sweet. But I hate everything about running the show. I hate planning. I hate seeing who the comedians gonna be. I hate telling them how much time they gonna do. I hate giving them the money. I hate everything.
Not giving them the money.
Hey,
I hate that part the most.
Guess who plans everything? Guess who calls everybody?
I've always made sure that the comedian. See, when I run the show, I think this is why too. See, my dad is different. Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna talk bad about him, but me. I like to pay the comedians so that they do business with
100%,
me
yep.
again in the future.
Yeah.
Whether it's me asking them to come back.
Are you good?
That was
him.
Yes.
I seen Cornell push it.
You know, I hate mics.
I seen that finger push it over.
But I like to pay them the money because I know how it feels not to get paid the money. So I'll pay you either right before you go up or right before you come down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%.
Or right after you come down. Or not before you come down. I ain't gonna come up on the stage and give you the damn money.
Hey, everybody, hold on.
Hold on, he's doing great. Hold on.
You can get paid. I was waiting to see how your set
I wanted
was
you to
be.
Have three more laughs, boy. But right after they come down is what I meant.
No, I get it. And that's why, like, this guy right here, he handles a lot when it comes to scheduling podcasts and everything. So it's stressful dealing with personalities.
I mean, you know, it's like you got to set the precedence, you know, and like, then you try to, you know, you book a show and then you want to know the order and you got to do the order based on who you actually see. And you
asked, that's the other thing.
You ask the comedians to be there at 7:30, and they call you at 7:45. I'm here. I'm just out smoking. But I need you inside.
Or I'm getting there right at 8:00. Yeah. Like, did I say get here at 8:00 or 7:30?
I need you here so I can set my lineup. So I can.
I've had some not show up. I had some show up an hour late. I had on the same show. Somebody didn't show up, and the other person didn't get there till an hour later. So
yeah, that's rough.
Those type, and I've had times where it's been too many damn comedians, and why did I tell all these people they can go up?
Because you try to, you know, compensate for except for cancellations.
Yeah, yeah, and then they don't cancel, or when I don't, then they. And so for me, I don't like I said, running it. I'd rather just be the person that show up.
I'm the same way.
And not when you want me to go. Oh, you want me to go first? Okay. Oh, you want me to go last? Okay. Yep. Oh, you want me to go in the middle? Okay.
Yep. Yep.
I'm cool with whatever. At the beginning, I used to be shy to go first.
I hate it.
But at this point, I feel like my jokes is the same. They gonna remember me the same whether I go first or last. Yeah. At this point in my comedy, right, so right.
Yeah.
I'll go first. I'll go second.
I like
or I'll go last.
See, I like going
or second
him.
To last, or yeah. Because I feel like it don't matter. I'm gonna make the impression. My comedy is a little bit different than all the other girls, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna stand out from the boys because I'm not a girl. I mean, I'm not a boy.
No, you are not a boy.
I am not a boy. I push my kids out of my vagina, so it's mine. I didn't buy it. I do got a strong face because my dad, but it's all girl.
And she's serious, but you see her smiling a lot on this episode.
I think this is the most I ever seen her smile.
Ever.
Yeah. I'm honored.
Yeah,
I'm taking it.
And we're trying to do that. We're starting. We're trying to get a room up in Erie. You know what I mean? We got something going. Not you know, we got one show cooking, and we're trying to do the same thing you do. You know, we're trying to pay the comedians, trying to do things right, trying to have the venue set. We're trying to have people there. I'm trying to promote, you know, it's 3 months out before the show, so we're gonna have plenty of time to promote, you know what I mean? It's not like, hey, next week, and just put it on Facebook or some shit, you know?
Yeah, you know what, you know, June 28th, you know, everybody, you know, in the Erie, PA area that's interested and want to come to Midnight Paco Presents first, this is our first comedy show.
Yeah,
you know, please killer be lineup. In the building.
Yeah,
you know, killer lineup. You know, I know a lot of my Cleveland people coming up there to represent, you know, it's going to be a dope show. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So, depending on how all this plays out, we're probably going to have some more, you know, in the future and everything. But, like you said, it's trying to find a place that's set for comedy. You know what I mean? Not a bar. Nothing like that, you know what I mean? So it's tough. It's tough though.
We're gonna be at the stadium.
We're gonna be at the stadium, y'all.
Yeah. But anyway, Precious.
Yes.
You got like a lane. Like your comedy is very unique. It's like you said, no, she's not like the rest of the women. She got her own little lane.
Mm-hmm.
Like who would you compare your comedy to? Like, who do you think you will be good on tour with?
It's funny that you say that because I think about this all the time, and I don't know. I have no idea.
Right.
I try to watch, but I'm not a big TV person.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I try to force myself to watch different styles of comedy or different comedians just because somebody else said to watch it, and I don't know.
Now we normally ask this in the beginning, but we didn't get to ask this. But
I feel like if I knew who did comedy like me, I would watch them more so that I could get better.
Well,
I don't know.
Who are some of your influences? Yeah. Like, who did you watch and say that, hey, I can do that, I want to do that? Who are some of your influences?
I just told you, no, I was lying. I just got up there and started doing it. So that's why I think that my comedy is unique, like it is, because it wasn't like I was like, oh, look at Mike Epps.
You watched Comic View.
I did. I watched Comic
View. So who did you like?
On Comic View, who did I like? I liked it.
Like, did you like more male?
I liked Don DC Carey.
Okay, I was going to say more. Like, did you have like,
I liked the demands.
Okay.
Right. misogynistic, whatever it is.
That's it.
But I like to Don DC Curry. In fact, I wish I could do comedy like him, but you see how laid back I
am. Yeah, right?
You can never tell. I would say him. I liked it. D.L. Hughley.
Okay.
As you can see, I like those type of people, but I'm not doing comedy like them.
Right.
I'm not saying I can't, I just don't.
Yeah, they do a lot of political stuff. I know, yeah. D.L. does, yeah.
I like, who else did I like? I love Ricky Smiley, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On Comic View, I guess. I liked it, all of them. Shoot, what's that boy name? Earthquake.
Okay. Earthquake, yeah.
That's all.
So what? Mount Rushmore, top four.
Who would be my top four that I would laugh at? I would say Bernie Mac, obviously.
R.I.P.
I like Chris Rock.
Yep.
Damn. But the old Chris Rock.
Yeah. The one from Tangerine?
The one who was talking about niggas and black people, that one.
Bring the Pain.
When he said NK shit, insurance. Yep. That's what insurance should be called, NK shit.
Yeah.
I like that. Who else did you say? I like Wanda Sykes.
Okay, yeah, shout out to Wanda.
Yeah.
This is about to really blow your mind. I like Ellen DeGeneres.
Even though really?
She, did they say she was racist? We gonna take her off and scratch her face. She was up there, but then I put an X on it, and then I replaced her.
You know what? Before we knew, I knew.
They said she was mean as shit working for her.
Yeah, before we knew all of that, I was a fan of Ellen. I thought she was cool. Yeah,
I thought she was too, until I just seen this stuff that they was talking about during COVID. So we gonna put an X over her face and then scribble that out and put on top of her. Who else do I like? I don't know. I like all types of comedy. It's different ones. I like Bill Burr.
Okay. You like Bill Burr?
I like him, but sometimes not everything that he say, but
right. Yeah, but his style. He's like an angry guy.
The fact that the role that he played.
Yeah.
I don't agree with everything, but I still, even if I don't agree, I might laugh still. Right.
He popped because he went off in Philly. Cause I guess there was a festival or some stuff, and he was part of it. And they were booing everybody. And he just went out talking shit on everything. Philly.
I like his style.
Yeah. That's what's up. Okay.
Do you have any shows that you want to promote, or like you said, your brothers are off there?
Oh yeah.
My brother, he got a book. It's called The Trifecta Gold and The Trifecta Red.
It's
on Amazon Prime. It's only $5. Each is two different books.
I'll put the link in the description.
Make sure y'all copy it and put my name in the description so he know I recommended it to you.
Yes.
And he could give me a couple dollars.
You said it's like vampire stuff, right?
Yeah, it's a fiction book about somebody living a double life, and they either a werewolf or a vampire. And I should know this. Why you ask me that? And I should know.
I'm sorry, but you know.
But it's definitely fiction. Fiction book about somebody living a double life.
Okay.
And they got supernatural powers.
Everyone loves just think vampires about that. And werewolves. I know.
Period.
That.
And it's black.
There you go. Support.
Yep. Any shows you want to promote?
Like I said, I'm be at the Don't Tell Comedy on April 4th. I got a whole bunch of other shows coming up around. I got a show coming up on the 21st. Okay. And I got a couple coming up in April, but I don't know when the dates is and where they at. But they on my social media.
Make sure you follow.
Precious the Comedian, and that's the spelled with an A-T-H-A, Comedian, because I'm ghetto.
Night Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had Precious on our podcast. I would like to thank her very much. Yo, Jay, yeah. Where can they find you at, man?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Pocket Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Precious, yes. Where can they find you one more last time?
I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Threads. I'm on everything. At Precious the, and the is spelled with an A, T-H-A.
T-H-A.
Comedian. Precious the Comedian.
Hey. Thank you for being here, girl. Appreciate
Thank
the time.
Thank you very much.
Period.
Thanks for a great episode. Don't forget to hit the like and the subscribe. It's going to be right here.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Thank
Peace
you.
Out. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.